Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another segment of It's You and I, your co-host Jahima.
I'm Dennis.
Welcome, welcome once again. This show is being taped December 29th, 2010. It's probably the last show of this particular year. We're going to try and see if we can keep this going next year. No promises, no guarantees, but if it's Yah's willing, so be it. Welcome, freedom fighters, liberators, mind revolutionaries, independents, families, mothers, fathers, daughters, children, little ones, and ones not yet even here, that we must pass this word on to them. Welcome to the show. Today's show is pretty much a show that we're going to try to keep at home base. When I mean by home base, I'm going to keep it close home to where we're going to keep it close to the point where it's about your inner self. I want to keep it close to self today to get you to think about some of the things that are going on and some of the changes that we have to make, which are going to be very tough changes because we have been living this way for a very long time. We've been living under a system for a very long time. And those of you who've been around at least 50 years, I'm 50 years, my co-host, how you want to tell everyone how long you've been on the planet?
61 okay. Years, chronologically.
Okay, chronologically, you heard that one. So if you've been around this long, you should know something about right and wrong, righteousness, unrighteousness, truth, peace, freedom, justice. You should know something about these things. And you should also understand that over that time, you've seen a lot of corrupt things about the system. You're seeing Yah's light, but you're also seeing the other side as well. And that has always been the battle. And that will always continue to be the battle until one day it will be no more. And Zion will reign on this planet forever. You heard it from that. You heard that from me. I'm putting my butt on the line today.
Okay.
So just want to let you know this is the last show of the year, but we want to leave it. We want to go out the same way we want to come in, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Fighting the good fight.
Yeah. You left the brothers that are on lockdown.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, my brothers. Wake up. Forgot about you brothers down in lockdown. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, because usually around this time...
We don't want to forget anybody.
No, we really don't want to forget anybody. But around this time, this is family time. They say, when you say home base, home for family. And many times, even soldiers, the soldiers too. We don't forget the soldiers, as I'm a veteran, of course. And it's about family, being with people that you care about, and in terms of us, and you say home base, we're in a community, we think about the brothers, and we say, let's be a family. Now, chronological years. The reason why I said chronological years, it's because chronologically, you can be a certain number, but biologically, you can be a very different number. And maybe let me just touch on this a little bit. You see, your lifestyle will determine your rate of aging. So the two people with the same number will look very different because they have a totally different lifestyle. Basically, let me put it this way. If you filter what you let go in from the external entrance, in terms of what you listen to, the environment you're in, proper nutrition and exercise for 61, chronologically, I am about 40-something. I'm saying that so to encourage you that you can do the same thing. That don't let the past idea that at this age you can't do this be true for you. Because if you live as myself, my brother live, these numbers are just chronology. But lifestyle, in terms of my brother is a vegetarian. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not there yet, but I'm headed in that direction. So nutrition is vital to wholeness.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I worked out with my daughter, her program yesterday, and I have a ways to go as far as moving this body, because this morning I woke up very sore, but very good sore.
Exactly right.
And I realize now that, and you guys need to understand that one of the things that, if you've like I said, if you've lived on this planet long enough, you'll understand that the way the system is, it's almost detrimental in keeping you from being the best that you can be. And here's this, and this is what I'm trying to say. We have been taught in this system to build our lifestyle around our work.
Okay.
From this point on, you're throwing that out the window. Create your lifestyle around your work, which means that those of us who have children, those of us who want to exercise, those of us, we should have that opportunity to do that. And what that does is it gives us, those who trade our time for money, without a union, workers' respect.
Okay, maybe put this in a context. I think I am very aware of how broad a listening base we have. We did a show the last time. I said, to many people, success is defined as you get a college degree, you get a particular job, you have a house, you have a car, and that's
and a
success.
Beautiful wife,
a beautiful or a
handsome young man. Let's put it out there. Let's not forget anything.
Here. Okay.
Because it all plays in what we're trying to talk about here. Come on.
Okay. Now, when you say if you have a handsome young man and you're a man, we're saying we are acknowledging a reality. We are not necessarily advocating one.
We're not even knocking it either.
No, we're not.
We're just talking about this is what culture is. This is how it has been created. And what we're trying to get you to see and understand is all this is no accident.
You're right.
There's a reason behind where there's madness and no madness. There's a reason behind it. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay. Let me share with the listeners where...
Let them know where you're reading from, Richard, and page yeah. and everything, so okay. that is on record.
Okay. I'm reading from There Were Two Trees in the Garden by Rick Joyner.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Repeat that again. I'm sorry.
There Were Two Trees in the Garden. The book, that's the title of the book. And it's by Rick Joyner. There Were Two Trees, and I spoke about this in another program.
Okay,
before.
Good. What pages are you reading from?
Okay, I'm at page 67.
All right, go ahead.
In talking about you, a vegetarian, you said, we are what we eat. To maintain a healthy body, we need a proper diet and proper exercise. However, our natural tendency is towards junk food, which does not satisfy the basic nutritional needs of our bodies, and we tend to be lazy and not exercise. Discipline is required to maintain a healthy diet and proper exercise. Let me continue. What we allow ourselves to read, think, hear, or see is critical to soul health. We must be disciplined in attaining the proper intellectual exercise. The very weak are ruled by their bodies. They are controlled by impulses, habits, and fleshly desires. Others are ruled by the soul, emotions, feelings, and options. But the Lord has called us to walk by the Spirit. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. If you're not being led by...
Sons of Yah. I'd rather say that than God.
Okay.
Because it makes it more personal and gives it more family. You talked about family. Sons of Yah. That's what I'm talking about. Before the program started, when we were talking about spirituality and the aspects of the various expansions of what spirituality was. And I gave you what my spirituality was.
Okay. Now, basically,
And he's on it. He's okay. On it because he's right. Sons of Yah. That's the kind of spirituality I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, when we say sons, we mean sons and daughters. Because at one
I
time,
agree with that. Yeah, I totally agree with we that. Got to put the we ain't excluding nobody because that means balance.
We got to put the ladies in this.
That also creates the tribe. You said that.
Yeah.
You said that in your last show. Everything's a triangle. You accept that's exactly what we need to start doing.
But the point that's being made, you say, okay, the word spirituality is so broad today that we need to clarify what we are saying.
Well, let's do it right now.
Okay, let's do it. For the record. It says, but the Lord has called us to walk by the Spirit. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Okay, the Lord desires for us to have a healthy body, soul, and spirit subject to His Spirit.
Now,
a healthy body, soul, and spirit subject to His Spirit.
Now, interesting what I said that we need to build our lifestyle around work. That's meaning that. Because right now, when your lifestyle is built around your job, you become what this guy says, flesh, eating junk food. And remember, Satan does not want sons and daughters of Yah.
Definitely not.
So he wants to get you, if you're going to be in that, if we're going to be in the system, play the other side. You have to.
Okay.
And it's not easy, but it can be done because you're on the winning side.
Well,
and you're going to get your breakthrough.
Okay. We are not looking for what's easy in life.
I remember you told me earlier before this show started, this wasn't going to be easy. It is easy. It is simple. Remember we were talking about that we didn't want to, I'll put it this way, arrest the viewer's mind with the expansion of what we're talking about. And you said it was difficult. I said, no, we're going to make this. We can simplify this.
Definitely. Now, when you bring this
and you said it ain't easy. We don't care. That's like I said, we don't care about odds. That's what we want.
Oh, yeah, we did a show on that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me just, this is a good time for I to bring in a young lady that I started, that I'm working with. Of course, listeners know that although I work in the context of what my background as a clinical psychologist, which is important and not important. You follow what I'm saying? That I can get through these doors because I have the paperwork. It doesn't necessarily mean that I am on this subject that we are talking about. I'm on home base. Because it's almost like saying the opposite. You say if you get caught up in this system will make you one of its own. And it will take you from home base. And then you become one of the enemy. You get what I'm saying?
One with the enemy. I think that's what you meant to say, right?
Okay, you become one with the enemy. Okay, but I mentioned this to, and I won't call her name, but I said, I'm curious about, who are you? She said, I'm a simple woman. Remember that? And I was looking at her, I'm saying,
when's the last time you've heard someone say that?
I'm a simple woman.
Most women are not. Go ahead, brother. Let me listen to this. Go ahead.
And I looked at her, I'm saying, I would never have thought that would come out of your mouth. You follow what I'm saying? But you're saying, I was also, Terry Bradshaw, he says, keep it simple. There's a profundity to simplicity. Now, you said, at the end of my statement, I said, Yah is looking for wholeness of man, spirit, soul, and body, but under, subject to His leading. Now, if I continue this, we get into some profundity here. It says, worship the Father in spirit and truth. It says, His words are spirit and life. This is possibly the most important aspect of our lives, knowing His voice. You said, yeah, I tell you, knowing His voice.
But what he is saying is not actually what we're talking about. As far it's an inner voice. It's wordless word. In fact, it is so simple. It is a knowing. That's what it is.
It's a knowing his voice. Yes, you know why? Because there are
and
many.
You don't even hear it. It's a knowing because it's that oneness with him. When he says, do you, it's not saying to do you, you just, I don't know, it's almost indescribable. Because it's a different lifestyle, it's a different way of looking at things.
Okay.
It's not easy
okay.
either.
Let me,
of the body.
Okay, let me make this statement that when you says, we are not to be led by impulses, feelings, or reasoning. Does that strike you as funny? We are not to be led by impulses, feelings, or even reasoning. In other words, this is not a mind that's going around, you're figuring out all these things. It says, but knowing his voice. There is a straight and narrow path that leads to true life. One can live by all the principles and rules in the Bible, human reasoning, and whatever may sustain emotional equilibrium, but far from the will of God. It is essential that we know his voice and are led by his spirit if we are to be his.
That is correct.
That we know his voice, led by the spirit. Don't get led by all this emotion, all this reasoning. And you say,
let it be.
Excuse me, brother. You said, where are you coming from? Where are you and Jehima is coming from? No, because many times they say, yeah, let me this way, this is it. You say, I am led by the Most High from inner self. You like that word?
Well, yeah, because I want people to keep it at home. Because when they keep this at home, they'll find that someone else will ring in this home too.
Okay. You're saying
it's home base.
In you, Yareem. But in others, Satan.
Maybe.
There's no middle ground. Right? You're either for me. Or
right, right, right. You're absolutely right. I know those who are my brothers. I know those who are not. I put it that way. It is that simple.
Okay, let's address the brothers. Some of them are out there. These are our brothers. We know where some of them spend the night. They're homeless. A lot of them are homeless. And since it's raining now, they can't spend the night there because they'll get wet.
It's rainy and cold.
And cold. But I'm saying these are our brothers. You, in one show, you said, where was Yeshua? Where could you find Yeshua? He said, Master, where are you going to sleep tonight? He said, where the road catch me? I'll sleep with my brethren. People try to create the idea that Yeshua had some kind of special privilege or something, and he was with the brethren, and that's where he got his information, brother. Just like us, we are saying, when we go out there, we don't look at this brethren, oh, you didn't go finish high school. You get what I'm saying? We don't judge our brother that kind of way.
The epitome of religion is when you see the suffering in the world. And all you have to do is look in your own backyard.
Exactly right.
Deep. It's very deep.
Exactly right. But let's look at these institutions that's around us. And like I said, from this area, I said to Fame, the church behind its walls. This is not about a wall. This is not about a building. At one time I said, why don't you open the place and let some of these brothers sleep in there? He said, who will clean it after they wake up? He said, let them clean it. You get the idea? That's the whole point of beginning to take responsibility for your brethren. And you start with those who are hurting the most. Stop this tradition of getting people to come here on Sunday all dressed up and so removed from the reality of life that goes on around a building.
That's the epitome that I was referring to. Thank you.
Well, I think you are. We are both saying the same thing.
That's why I don't like religion.
But you said it. You said it, brother. Because you, when I said, what's the topic today, Jehima? You gave it to me. Listen, this is what Jehima said. How do children of the light bring about your kingdom on earth? Presents present citizen is the kingdom of the world. The kingdom of the world is ruled by Satan. You see this world system? He created this system, and it's ruled by him. You say, how do children of the light bring about their kingdom
on earth? And it's still based on Babel, because it's still based on confusion. No different from today than it was during the time of Nimrod.
Okay. Now, you see what you said? I was saying, okay, brother, we are doing a show within an hour. I said you're bringing all this topic. I said, but that's not, I'm not, you're saying to me, brother, I'm not talking about confusion. I'm saying, I realize a lot of people are dealing with a lot of confusion where they can't center and say, this is a, you just said, I am not defined by the job I do. When, take, look at this image, okay, you go to work, you drive a nice car.
You got your suit and tie. Come on, step on. Play it up, brother. Don't. You know how we are. We do not play. Come on.
Okay, and in some jobs, you better wear that suit or tie. You don't pass the door. You can't get past security. You get the picture? But you're saying, we are a part of a system that we have to follow some rules, brother, whether we like it or not. That's why in any organized society, that's why you have jail and you have law enforcement. You get what I'm saying? Because or that's why you have traffic laws. If we're going to be a society, you drive on the right. You can't choose to drive on the left.
Unless the community decides that's where you want to drive. Got to remember, who's supposed to be the established lawmakers of any community? The people. Do the people need representation to establish laws? Not really.
Reality, brother.
Come on.
Reality.
Okay. Come on.
You and I have both said, agreed, that this idea that democracy is government by the people, look, for the people, that's a myth.
Look, I'm going to tell you what the brothers used to tell me when I used to work in the homeless program in the late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
Crazy demon. That's what they called it. Yeah. Crazy demon.
I'm like, crazy demon.
I'm like, wow. And ever since they said that, I'm like, they are right. Because now we're in the millennium. I'm just like, brothers are right. This is nothing but crazy demon. But now the crazy demon is becoming a fascist demon right before our eyes. And I'm sorry to say this, listeners. Sorry to bring this brother in, but our brother Obama is nothing but Hiroto or Japan during this time and Mussolini.
Okay. Remember, we're doing a show.
I understand, okay. Brother. I understand. I'm just putting it out there. Like, okay, I said, it's the last show of the year.
Okay. You put it out there. Let me say this. Sometimes people look at two systems. You look at the British system and you look at America. Here's the difference between the British system. You said something about socialism. You follow what I'm saying? Now, there's much more socialism in the British system. Why? Because the government control healthcare, the government control the media, and you have a centralization where it's much more social or community.
You sure it's not communistic?
Well,
because you said this, you didn't say the people. If it's social, it's got to be people.
Okay, but it's social in the sense that the people pay their taxes. You follow what I'm saying? They have influence in the laws, and it's more centralized, and you don't have independent companies running healthcare. In America, you have too much chaos and competition where you said, well, this company is doing this, this other company is doing this, this one is doing this, and you can't get a sense of some kind of comprehensive wholeness. There's too much bickering. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the idea of democracy, it's almost mythological as far as there's the concept is lost.
There's no republic. There's no republic.
When you say there's no republic, what do you mean?
What is a republic? A republic puts the power of the hands of the government back into the people. The Constitution was written based on a republic. When did the United States become a democracy?
Okay.
The founding fathers created a republic. They didn't create democracy.
Okay. Let's go back. You remember when I told you? You see, what Moses brought as a Hebrew who liberated the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, he brought what? The laws, the Ten Commandments. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Ten Commandments, whether we like it or not, is the basis of all systems, including democratic systems. Talk to me, Bill.
Democracy doesn't work, but like I said, there's many different flavors of democracy.
Now, what I wrote here said systems.
Now, let's I'm taking Wikipedia, which I don't really care for.
Okay.
But I'm going to use their definition just to start things off. Democracy is a political form of government in which governing power is derived from the people by consensus, by direct referendum, or by means of selected representatives of the people. I'm going to stop right there. And the term is a Greek term. Oh, by the way, let's talk about that. The term comes from Greek. I'm not going to say what the word is, which means rule of the people, which was coined from people and power in the middle of the 5th and 14th century BC to denote the political system then existing in some Greeks or city-states. So that's
very true.
So now you understand that democracy has nothing to do with you and I. It is a Greek system.
Okay. Well, it was Greeks, Romans. Greeks went to Romans and to Romans to today. And but let me say this. That.
No, we're not sticking to the hour format. This is the last show of the year, so we want to.
Oh yeah. We
we'll go till y'all say stop.
We are open. Let me just say this.
We'll at least go an hour.
You said okay. The point I was making is that it was Moses was a vessel through whom Yah established a system of laws called the Ten Commandments. Is that right?
There's been some skeptics in regarding whether or not that story is even true or not, because there is a book written by the Cainites called the Book of the Dead that has what they call the 101 negative confessions. Every one of those commandments are in those negative confessions.
Well, it's okay.
So it's a matter of history, depending on whether that story is true or not, because there's something factual that existed long before this came about.
Okay.
So how do you gauge? And this is good that you brought that up, because mm-hmm. this is one of the things that listeners need to understand. And it's interesting. And you have to know about history. And Malcolm said history rewards all research.
Okay.
It does. It gives you a perspective to see, and you get a chance to look how things are. Because you've been presented this without this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So it makes you wonder, okay, well, okay, we've told this is true, but how true is it? Because if this is something that already existed, then what is this about?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I'm not knocking the Ten Commandments.
No.
Because they're excellent laws, and everyone should try to live by them and see how interesting it is to live by them.
Okay. Let me connect.
Go ahead.
Let me connect the parts together.
Come on.
I'm saying it's essential we connect the parts. We started looking, we say, at establishing, bring about your kingdom on earth. Your kingdom, what law rules your kingdom? The law of divine love. As, yeah, there was a conflict between, you said,
what rules?
Is it law or grace? Well, this is a major conflict in theological circles.
Well, see, Yah knows if you're going to be about of that spirit, you are going to be obedient. And that is the law of itself right there. So there really isn't any law. Because if everyone's obedient, everyone knows their place. There's no law.
Okay, no. If you're going to be obedient, you're going to be obedient to law. Let's take the physical realm.
Yeah, that's in the physical realm, but not in the spiritual realm.
Well, of course.
In the physical realm, obedience, the word obedience, we have to look that up. Because there's a word called ordinance that was created at the time to represent laws. And some of the Catholic churches use ordinances as a way of imposing law on the people.
Okay.
Another word to look up now.
Okay.
And we're going to let the people know what fascism is.
Okay. The physical realm, of course, is ruled to a great degree by many laws. But the spiritual realm is also ruled by law, by Yah law. And many times you mentioned the word Babylon, where you say there's confusion of language or words. You say, when you say law, many people that, let's say, go to church, say go into church or go to a service, you hear this popular statement, we are not ruled by law, we are ruled by grace. You're not really saying anything. Because grace is Yah law operating. What is grace really? Grace is the fact that Yah paid the price for man's redemption so that man, by obeying, in terms of obeying what Yah said to do, Yah said, obedience is blessing. Do this, 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 this. That's his law. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. It's about law. And if you do this and this, this and this, your result will be you'll experience greater and greater freedom.
Okay, let's bring that back to the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
When Yah set forth to Adam, because he was not around at that time, about the two trees.
Okay.
What was that? Was that establishing grace? Was that establishing obedience? Was that establishing, what was that establishing?
Okay, you bring up an excellent point. Before there was disobedience, there was total fellowship, because Jah would come and fellowship with two people. And the animals, everything was, that was paradise on earth. That was paradise on earth.
And what was that? And there was no law. And that's what I was saying earlier. There's no law. Everyone is operating under the obedience of the Most High.
Okay.
So there's no need. There's no need, because that's the ultimate love.
Okay. Here is where the confusion comes up. When you say law, people think that this is something that is written somewhere.
No, this is what we're talking. Look at how Yah operates in the physical realm just around us. Do you see anything written on paper?
Okay.
But it operates.
No.
What's the difference between order and law?
Well, they're the same.
Basically. How can they be the same?
Okay, let me explain.
Isn't one an action and one is written?
No. Listen to this. The Word of God says this. Jehovah God has written his laws on our spirit. You remember that word?
Yes.
He has written his laws on our spirit. Because when you say written, people think that you're actually writing
but
something.
See, and that's what I don't like about that verse. Because that verse is explaining something they can't really explain. It's not written. It's already there. It's a part of us.
Okay.
But they had to explain it. That's the problem with man's word. Because they're trying to describe it to the point where any so-called common man should be able to understand it. But they have to explain it to the point where they have to, bring something physical to it?
Okay. Look at the same. Let me make this point.
Go ahead.
Listeners, listen to this point.
I hope you're loving this.
Okay, definitely. I think the listeners are loving this because it's answering a lot of questions they have.
And you can see You've seen many shows where co-hosts get along, buddy, buddy, yada. You see, we don't do that on this show.
Not really.
You see that? You got to hold up on your own.
Exactly right. You hold your own, brother.
Right? You got to come up hold your own. We're not like Smiley and Travis. I mean, you know, all the other. No. Sometimes we work it out.
We work it out.
And you are seeing brotherly love right here being done. Exactly. But you're not going to see on any other program because they get along like Law and Hardy. We don't.
Well, they're in the context of a system that where you have the boss looking where, I mean, we don't have no boss.
We have no producer.
Exactly right. We are doing it ourselves.
Exactly.
But the point I am making is that here's the story. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What does that mean? It says, don't depend on what is in your head that you think is the knowledge of good and evil, because you'll decide what's good and what's evil. That's why he said, don't eat of that. Because guess what? I am right here, and I'm your source, and I'm your supply. You don't need all that in your head. We were talking about that. You said you go to school, you get this education, and you come up with all these ideas. You said, no, direct connection, direct contact.
Excellent, excellent. I want to recommend that the readers get the Lost Books of the Bible, the Forgotten Books of Eden. We'll do a search on that and see if you can find that book and see who the publisher is. Because the last time I think the publisher was Miriam, I think. But you might want to get your hands on that book. That book goes into the books that Constantine took off the table during the Nicaea conference. The books he did not want to be allowed. And the reason why I'm recommending that book is because you're going to get stories of Yahshua when he was little. You're going to get other stories that you've never heard of. And you get the full story of Adam and Eve. And you'll find out that Cain and Abel had sisters. One was Lulua, and the other one was called Aquila. And the real reason between the difference between the two brothers was the difference in their sisters, and who was Baya designed to be with. And okay. It was really jealousy.
Okay. Let's look at it.
But anyway.
Okay. Let's keep it simple to the story that the people know.
But just a recommendation for those who want to get further into what we're talking about. Go ahead. Okay.
What people know, look at it this way. I listened to one of the show we did. This came up. You said it was not the curse of Cain, who was the first murderer, that is the mark of Ethiopia. You say, because this skin
color. Or the curse.
Okay, this skin color.
Like the curse of Cain?
Yeah. This skin color is dignity and pride. And it have nothing to do with curse of Cain and murderer and black people being seen as murderers.
But see, that's interesting that you bring that up. Because I think that was invented by those who wanted to justify slavery. Because that's what they used. That was the verse they used to justify putting us in bondage. Now, it didn't say make us subhuman and all that other stuff. But the curse was what they used to justify putting us. Then it justified us being heathens. But it didn't. Because if you read it, it doesn't say that's about being heathen or subhuman. It just says that we're cursed. And, okay. we have to what? Be servants.
Okay.
Tell them.
Look, but this whole idea of the curse of Cain.
Exactly.
And the depiction of the devil as black. You have to remember that this is a lot to do with the subjugation of a people and a good excuse to use these people as slaves.
Let's just straight up tell it was a bold-faced lie.
Yeah, but white supremacy is based on a myth where it's almost like the unwillingness of all people to acknowledge that all people came basically from black people.
Let me just open the book. We'll open the door just a little bit.
Okay.
Europeans are fundamentally lazy. How you like that? But we're made to look like we're the lazy ones. And we have believed it. Because those in America have been conditioned to believe that. Because Europeans could not build any of those nations by themselves without us. So we know who the lazy ones are.
It's very clear. You were saying earlier, success in America is defined that after you've worked this much, you go and you retire. Now you say, what is retirement? You say, that's a form of laziness. You say, but what? Watch it. I said to you many times, I said, when I, because
retirement is a slow death if you're not moving.
Basically. But the point I'm making, you say, you see, look at all these young brothers. You say, they're just basically lazy. You get what I'm saying? And I've mentioned this several times. Because when others are looking and they say, why are these young black brothers just walking around and they ain't doing nothing?
It's not, it's not that they're not lazy. They're in a system that's against it. And if they got a record, who's going to extend their open arms to them? They're marked. So what do you do with and most of our brothers are marked men. What do you do? And there's no system for them.
Okay.
You know why? Because one thing that we never give them credit for, even though they have a record, they're more free than we are because they can't get in the system. I'm in. They can't get in. And I'm trying to get the hell out. And they can't get in.
Okay.
So they got to come with another way.
Okay.
And that's
the
problem.
But you're saying it. How do children of the light bring about your kingdom on earth? We are bringing about your kingdom on earth. Also said, if you ask the question, who's leading black people today? In general, not only black youth, it says you.
What these young brothers should be doing is, like I said before, before they close them down, get in the library, learn bookkeeping, everything. Fess up. You're illiterate. Get you some knowledge. Get in that library. Get your act together.
Okay.
It's not embarrassing. Don't even have to go to school. All you have to do is be willing to what? Bring some paper and some writing utensils.
Let's bring the economics. You say, both you and you graduated from L.A.
Trade Tech.
And I graduated from L.A. Trade Tech too. You follow what I'm saying? So you and I, it seems that we have this idea that we'll take advantage of what's available to us. We don't sit around. We get things done. We want young people to say, we have an apprenticeship program. We want you to get the idea that don't sit around, feel sorry for yourself, look in past history and have this great self-pity and wait around for 40 acres and a mule. You get what I'm saying?
You need
to get out and make a path for yourself.
Because like James nobody Brown will give said, you huh? Get up, get on up. Sting on the scene, get on up. Well, I won't go into the other verse, but anyway, yeah, that's what he said. Get up.
Pretty good for a voice, brother. Because the band is getting ready soon. Listeners will get a taste of it. But the role of music at that time, where the engendering of pride in a people.
Our problem is you're leaning on the very thing that is the detrimental to us all. And you understand this. Can you bite the hand that feeds you? And depending on what hand feeds you, are you willing to bite?
Jayma, you're saying, okay, look. If you will get a poor group of people, especially ladies, to depend on a check every month, we talked about this. That's not helping me. That's not helping my people. Because I don't want to create dependency. I want to get from under this system. You get what I'm saying? And I want to establish my own.
Now you're talking about Yah's kingdom.
Exactly. See? Right.
See? It's not going to be easy. Because homeboy got everything locked down. And here's the real stupidity. How is our dark angel brother He's an angel.
Okay.
How does he lock down the land that don't even belong to him? How does he do that? He got it locked down, bruh. How does he lock down Yah's land?
Listen to this. Listen to me.
Okay. Systematically. That's a real problem there.
Listen to this.
Thank you, Malcolm. Thank you, Marcus Garvey.
He reversed it. He said the mark of Cain, a murderer, you can't out murder. You can't be better at murder than a white man, brother. And maybe I don't know if that's the right statement. Look at the history of this murderation, and I think it was who said Shaka, don't. They have a different name. Malcolm was saying. They were all saying the same
thing. Elijah Muhammad.
They were all saying the same thing. You say you think you're dealing straight up with these people? They'll shoot you in the back.
Marcus Garvey, but Marcus Garvey wasn't worried about it. Marcus Garvey was trying to build a movement. I can see why they were very afraid of Marcus. Marcus Garvey was talking about reclaiming Africa. Every square inch. And the Europeans cannot allow that because, as you and I speak, they are raping Mother Africa right. Sorry, Ethiopia right now. Sorry. Okay. They're raping Ethiopia. Marcus Garvey wanted Ethiopia.
But you know what happened to Marcus Garvey? They kicked him out of the country.
What happened to Marcus Garvey was a secret society called the Boule of that time that orchestrated. Remember,
him
infiltrated his organization. Let's be real.
And shut it down.
And shut him down. They got him on mail. Set him up on mail fraud. And the interesting thing is that, and this is what I love about Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey believed in his people so much that I don't think he really understood those other kind of Negroes.
He didn't.
Because that's what you call a sellout. See, Marcus Garvey set that up with the pure people who desired, who truly desired, and he put that trust and he thought in those people truly. You don't understand what I'm saying. Okay. Marcus Garvey didn't really realize that. He was a boule.
Jaima.
W.D. Du Bois was part of that.
Okay. Jaima, let's look at it. I'm saying, you see this system, brother?
And right
here, you can't win in this system.
And we're still talking about this system because this is the problem. How do we put Yah's kingdom over this system? This thing, I'll say it again, it don't work.
Okay. What is the
answer? It's broke.
Okay, what is the answer to how do we put Yah's kingdom over this system, brother? You know, the only thing that will work, demonstrating divine powers. Is that a radical statement?
Yes. And how do we get the people to do that? How do we create those soldiers?
You have to be called, brother.
I agree with that.
Yep.
See, that's what makes this a different type.
Okay.
A type of, because this is something that nobody's going to be able to infiltrate because it is based on those who are truly called.
Yeah. But remember in one show I read a statement that the listeners remember. You, Jaima Hanif, is called by the Most High to lead black people out of bondage. Remember I said, you are called, brother. And I'm repeating it again. But no man is ever called by himself. The following you're doing the show. And I'm still saying, I can still see in the future a following where just as how this lady could lead a tea party or you.
But you understand, I don't want to be in the front.
Well,
this is a different battle. This is covert.
You know,
I really have someone who represents me, almost like Hollywood does. But we don't need that because we don't need to be in that movement. This has to be something done in a different way. And the only way I know is Yah's way.
Of course. But listen to this. Yahweh is Moses. Lead my people, said Moses. Says you got the wrong one. You're saying the same thing.
I know. I am.
But last time I gave you two titles. I said the Messiah and the Reluctant Messiah. You say because Moses as a Messiah. A Messiah basically is a people, is a person who lead people out of bondage. That's what Moses did to the Hebrews, who are basically Israelites.
I guess I can do like Moses. I can ask for some help.
But then you know what Yah did? 40 years, because Yah just killed one of them Egyptian too. He moved out, Jah died in 40 years among, and these were basically black people. People think Moses was a white.
Yeah, they were Hebrews.
Exactly. People need to get that straight.
I cannot afford to lie because to whom I serve, so I make sure I use the right names. Even the World War II, I said Mussolini. This was a side note. I want to make sure I get the Japanese one right. His name was Fumimaro. That's who founded the imperial rule in 1940. Hiroto was the general. Was the Japanese general I think I was referring to. But, yeah.
Okay. I think you're using that in reference to nations to enforce an idea will go to weapons. No, I'm saying, I have a song, the listeners will eventually be putting the music together. I'm a dreadlocks Rasta man, trotting through Babylon. Not a pistol in my hand, and your righteousness I man stand. We stand on your righteousness, brother. We are not about this gun business. We are not a part of gun culture.
It's interesting that you mention that, because there's a lot of things that Africans don't do. We don't build cars. We don't make clothes. We don't make shoes. Just one definite thing we definitely don't make. Weapons. We don't make weapons. We might use them and use them carelessly and stupidly, but we don't make them. And you know who else was like that?
Who?
The Native Aborigines.
Very true.
But they can make a lot of stuff.
Okay. Very true.
But they didn't. Yeah. They don't make guns. That and the other substance. See, they were doing what? Peace pipe.
Right.
Alcohol, and it's interesting to understand a people's DNA body versus another ethnicity's DNA and body who could take alcohol, but these people who don't, who've never even, maybe even poisoned their bodies to the max, could not deal with alcohol.
Yeah, and plus disease too.
Which the Europeans brought, very yeah. True.
But the point that's being made here, you said it too. You said, brother, you say, oh, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through Yah, through Jah. So the pulling down of strongholds where? In the mind. The tree of the knowledge of God. I mean, the mind has to change. You said it another way. You said a paradigm shift. You got to change your thinking.
I'm telling everybody, that's a basic wisdom message to everyone. You have to change the way you think. Now, to my more profound brothers, I would say, you're not looking. Look deeper. Because what I'm saying is, look how you look at yourself and look at the world.
Let me put it. Malcolm put it this way. He says, I am an African living in America. I'm not a black American. Don't let people label you.
Or define who you are.
In other words, I have no ambition to be an American brother.
Why?
You get what I'm saying?
What is one?
Well, that's it. That's the question. I'm still trying to figure it out.
No, you called it. You said, a successful person?
Successful? That's in my opinion.
That's the definition of being an American. Straight up.
It is. And I don't want to
straight up. All those things you said makes a person successful. You know what we said earlier? You're an American.
Yeah. I have no ambition to be an American. And I think Malcolm was making the same thing. You can't make me no robot, bro.
And see, I like Malcolm because he brought it even further. Malcolm also was saying he's not a capitalist either. I love that even more. Because you're not American, you're not a capitalist. If you're American, you're a capitalist. You have to be.
Okay.
That's the economic system.
Okay. You're right. See, I wrote here, I said, political, economic, and religious.
Yeah, we've been talking about those things.
Political, you said, this is not no democracy. Religious, one in one show you said, what's standing in the way? You said religion. You back down. You said, what about the economics? Then this brought in the Rothschild, and then he said, money rule. In other words, I have enough money, I'll buy the army, and I'll enforce.
Go ahead, come on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Notice these two systems here?
Yeah. Political and religious?
Mainstay, nothing but serious totalitarian control. These are the weapons that he loves to use very well.
Look at America. You said they...
And they make you run from here to here. And here. I'm serious!
The separation of church and state. Give me a break.
They make you run from here to here. Here to here. I'm telling you. Open your eyes.
I'm also quoting you from another show. I listen to some of the shows.
Yeah, you can listen to the ones we don't have on this media. One day we're going to have to get them on this media.
Yeah, we can.
Those were beginning shows, and I guess those shows are powerful. They must be. You still listen to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all the shows, I think, we got better. Well, I think we got better.
We're trying.
You said the problem is not black and white. The problem is rich and poor. You see, and I'm quoting you, brother. You see, now, yeah, people quote a lot of people. I get quoted. I think I wrote a collection of poetry. I get quoted a lot. But no, you say I'm quoting Jehima. He says, this is not about black and white. It's about rich and poor. If you poor, you take a licking, brother. They run you over. And then when you say, oh, you're rich, we had a show where we talk about rich and poor.
This is what I want to make sure that people understand, that this is who those are the people, those are the cohorts of the dark angel who's running the show. And if you want to be one of them, you can be one of them. But you're going to have to give up. Those who are the light who want to go to the dark, is obvious you're going to have to give up your light. If you want to go to the other side. Because this is what it's all about. Because those who control and run things, have money, they are the dark ones. They do things worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Because if you want to cross over, you're going to have to do something that goes totally against the foundation of Yah. And I'm saying this, I'm putting my ass on the line, and I'm saying this, homosexuality is anti-righteous. Because that is what you have to do. That is a lifestyle of the dark side.
That's a bold statement, bro.
Because that is the dark angel's obedience over you. And you'll be surprised. And I can't say it, and I'm not giving up any names. And we've talked about it before. I'm not saying any names, but you think of anyone who is successful right now or have been, and it's not all because of how they did their best movie. No, they sold out. And you'll be surprised who those people are. And then you won't be surprised. And then you'll understand why some of us who don't want to be that way, there's nothing wrong with being rich, but it's better to be like Abraham, be wealthy. And where did Abraham get his wealth from? From the Most High.
Right.
Bestowed by his lovely wife over in Kemet.
Okay.
When the Pharaoh... when Abraham told Sarah that he was his sister, he shouldn't have did that. But you got to give it up. Wisdom to Abraham. Abraham understood the nature of the Canaanites,
okay,
knowing that they were going to see his wife as a beautiful endeavor. There she is, a concubine. The only thing that protected was Yah.
You're right.
Which meant Abraham should have stood up in the first place, even though he understood the nature. That's your wife.
Right, exactly. But
well, Yah stepped in.
Yeah, on the show.
Just to say all that. I get right back to. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We can do this. What other show do you know does it?
Well, you're right. You're right. You see, okay, let's take, for example, you said, okay, the situation where you have doctors do an abortion and the Catholic Church says you have to take the name off the building. You can't say this is no longer Catholic because you're not allowed to do that under the code of Catholicism. You see how powerful that is? Now, the reason why I say that, I also say this, that, and you said it yourself.
We're 3 minutes over. Just letting you know.
Okay.
Whoa. Yeah, we've been going, buddy. So 27 minutes. So now this is when we try to squeeze every ounce we can. It'll start getting short and concise now.
Okay. We can.
We'll continue.
Okay. The point is, your laws are written on your spirit that when you appear, they just see light and they can't find words to describe that light. That's my point. And that's his presence. And his presence is doing work that no man can define or describe. But the work is being done. And what have you done? You haven't said anything. You haven't said anything. You're just there. And with you there, he's there. You can't get more profound than that, brother. And people love your presence because some people will love your presence because they feel blessed. But among evil people, they say, well, when is he going to leave? Because you expose evil with that light. Get the picture?
Yeah, I understand.
You say, how do children of light, this is the light we are talking about. This is not sunlight. This is not sun, man. This is Jalai. It's already over, brother. It's your call.
No, brother. We're just going to go on. Continue with our show, brother. We're just going to go.
But I'm saying, you say, is that power? That's power, brother. That's your power.
See,
through our mind.
See, when you're in the spiritual realm, that's one word it's inconceivable, because you know what's up. It doesn't matter. But down here, it's pounding on you every day.
Okay.
If you're powerless in the physicality, you're going to take a bombardment. But if you're in the spiritual, it can't touch you.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Can't touch you.
Because,
and you're not powerless because you understand where your power is.
Exactly.
And you understand, just like Paul is, to exercise that power, you're going to get in prison or you're going to die. I already know.
Well, okay.
And that's, that's the way I'm going to go, that's the best way to go. Like Malcolm said, make it even, Stephen. But I'm not saying mine is going to be in revenge. When I go, a part of them, of themselves.
Okay, my approach to the brothers, I said, remember the brothers, especially around this time, brother, in lockdown. Because to some of us, a lot of these brothers are warriors, soldiers. You get what I'm saying? And we were just talking about, since you're there, why don't you start the war where you are? You find a way to bring that down, brother, or use that as a vehicle to empower yourself. Because look at the disproportionate percentage you in that system.
Back in the 70s, that's what it was about. See, one thing about the Black Panthers, when you came out of prison, that's where you go.
To the Black Panthers?
Why not? Because they already got you in prison. You already come out as a revolutionary. See, they had to stop that. Well, look at
Malcolm. Where are you going to learn how to be a good Black man? In prison.
Might as well. And there's, like I said, there are programs in there. The George Jackson, I've heard the George Jackson program is still alive and well in the prison system. If I go, I'm going to take it.
Yeah. I'm saying we got to look differently. You say, Malcolm said, you said, what are some of the systems that are arranged against a people? You say, the prison industrial complex. What are the other two Malcolm mentioned? Prison industrial complex.
I don't remember. I'd have to bring it up.
Basically.
What about health?
He said the military industrial complex.
Yeah, that's the other
prison
one.
Prison industrial
right,
complex.
Right.
And there was another one. I don't remember the other one. But Malcolm was basically right on. You follow what I'm saying? And we mentioned in a show that Malcolm was never about promoting black people. He was promoting human beings where they should be, all human beings should be treated with dignity and respect, regardless of what color you are.
You
and
know,
he must be remembered for that.
You know, that's very powerful because that is exactly what Malcolm was portraying. But for some reason, like I said, maybe because of Malcolm's speech, it induced hate in Europeans. Those words of sincerity we felt for Malcolm was love and truth. To the Europeans, it was violent. They thought he was perpetuating violence. So we're just talking about their nature. I think with Malcolm, whatever he was using, word sound power, it made white men very scared. It made them want to arm up.
Yeah. Well, look at what you said, Jamie.
You know what that tells me?
Uh-huh.
And it's the same story. As long as we dumb niggas, no respect.
Exactly.
When you become dignified like Malcolm, they become scared. Very, very scared. Why are they so scared of an intelligent bra? Conscious man.
No.
Let it flow. Let it flow.
Because now, a lot of these brothers, I know these brothers, and these brothers say, OG, is everything all right? No, they say, okay, original gangster. Now, Malcolm, when I said, why are these guys running from the police? We have did a show with that, they have a history. But Malcolm learned in growing up, before he went to prison, how to deal with the reality. He lived that life, brother. That's why he went to prison. In other words, he was saying, what's up with this, man? He knew the system. That's the difference between Malcolm and Martin. Martin never knew that kind of life. He knew that religious business. And when I say that religious business, I'm not knocking religion, brother. But I don't think that religion business helped me much.
And you're not knocking Martin. You want to make that clear to the listeners, too.
No, I'm not talking about that at all.
Yeah.
But I'm saying Martin got into that system, and they almost, when you get into that system, brother, like Fred Price said, we own this.
Well, here's what I see if you're going to talk about Malcolm and Martin. Malcolm, when he came out of prison, was not misused as much as Martin Luther King was misused in the civil rights era.
I don't think Malcolm allowed himself to be misused in a brother.
Everyone thought that Malcolm was really under the thumb of Elijah Muhammad, but it's been obvious, it's been found. Not really.
Not really.
Malcolm respected and honored Elijah Muhammad, but Malcolm the man was Malcolm the man. Martin is a different story.
Okay.
And not promoting any hate here. We've always done this before. We've always looked at the two men because we've learned something from these men. And we have to be able to speak critically about them. They're my brothers. I can do that.
Of course.
And I do it under love, honor, and dignity, and respect.
Now, look at this.
I just want to put it out there on the record. Let them know.
Yeah. I'm saying, today I went to Tony's. We have been planting the garden. I got some of the first product from the garden. I said, this is a great day. Because I remember one time when some decision was made to close down community gardens. You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying, we gonna have gardens anyway, whether you like it or not. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's revolution. You know that, bro. You just sound like Malcolm to me. Did y'all hear that? Whether you like it or not, that's revolution.
This is about revolution, brother.
You're not. You don't care about no odds. You don't care about this no. State, city. That's revolution.
I didn't say well.
How come we can't get that going?
We're getting
amongst the people.
We're getting it going, and we're finding more.
Get out of this lockdown.
Exactly.
Get out of this lockdown. See, brothers, y'all in lockdown. See, we're in lockdown too. We just have a little bit more privileges than y'all do.
Exactly. Exactly. It's interesting.
And we can go to bed when we want to, and y'all can't. But y'all don't slave as hard as we do.
Yeah. But let me give listeners some good news. You say in the West Adams area, the rate of murder down lowest in 20 years. Who's working in West Adams area, brother? He said, brother, what you guys doing? West Adams Historical Society, I know the lady over there. She said, why don't you join West Adams? West Adams Historical Society representative was on the show, was giving the statistics. He said, we work together as a community. It's no big noise. But at the same time, we get the job done.
I'm going to check that out because I was, I'm going to have to do it again. Was looking at the story of the girl who died on 85th near Western on Christmas Day.
Okay.
9 shots. Her 3-year-old survived.
It's still happening.
So, and I also looked at, there's not much murder going on in the neighborhood where my mom lives. But on the other side of Vermont, yeah.
Okay.
So I want to bring that map up because I lost it today.
But I have to bring
it up again.
Jahima, look at it this way. We're saying we are willing to work in any area and we will assist because we have found a way to develop relationships with people who want to make a difference for not only in the community, but for the freedom of their children, so that their children don't become one of the victims of, like a mother who leave a daughter who was shot. We say, okay, I get the news. Where is this again? We need to expand, move in these areas, brother, and say, well, here we are. You say, here we who?
Well,
does it matter?
Well, I'm gonna put it out on the open. When are you gonna get street organizations to do something else besides terrorize their own neighborhood? Let me put it on the map. Why don't they join up and fight the real enemy?
Exactly.
Guerrilla style.
They got the gun.
They just ain't got no sense and no guidance. But they got the willingness, and I give them that.
Yeah.
Strongly.
Yeah. Because in one show you said, it doesn't take courage to be violent. I'm quoting you more and more, but it doesn't take courage to be violent. You will, grow up, gentlemen.
But look at, that's how Hollywood portrays it. They portray it, as you and I speak now, there's some violent movie going on right now. So, come on, man up.
Okay.
Or man down.
Okay.
We're going to have to create the other one. They're talking about manning up. Well, you and I know what man up is really about.
Exactly.
Okay. You got a weapon, and you're using it the wrong way, man down. If you got a weapon and you're using it for self-defense, that means you're not using it just to, I'm just talking about to the point where you know that you do everything in your power. But then, like you and I said, we don't need the guns. Why not have martial arts?
Exactly.
What's wrong with living that lifestyle? It worked for Japan. Yeah. Oh, they had swords and stuff.
Oh, yeah. But you see what I'm wearing? I as though listeners can't see it, I walk with a martial arts belt. Where martial arts is a way of life for I. And pretty soon some of the brothers. If eventually is it?
I would rather see a community. My lifestyle dream or wish is a community whose lifestyle is around his work.
Whose lifestyle is what?
Around their work.
Okay, I agree.
They get up in the morning, whatever they do, and they do whatever it is, like their martial arts, what they do, and they shout, and then they go to work. Because it's best for them to start their day on the positive
side. Definitely. And we have to create opportunities where this energy can be put to positive outlet. We should...
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
Okay. Fellowshipping is key to what we're saying. Fellowshipping means we feel we move around as...
I wouldn't say it's a key. That's what Yahshua did.
Establishing relationships.
That's how he did his ministry when he came back.
Yeah, with your neighbor. You follow what I'm saying? Get to know your neighbor. Now, what is happening in this community? So, okay, sharing plans. You say, hey, how are you doing? Everything all right? I begin to get response from some aspect of the Latino community where this bridge is being broken. You say you have the right color or the wrong color. It's not about a color thing. It's about a people thing. Where we're not promoting separation. We're promoting integration.
Well, we're promoting separation in certain things, but because some things are going to have to be that way. It's not everybody's going to integrate unless they are of the children of the light. Because is the darkness going to come over to the other side?
Okay, excellent point. That's the point I was making. You say, people...
And what if they don't want to?
Yeah.
Then we have to separate. Light and darkness cannot coexist in the same place.
You're right.
And this is what is going on right now.
Okay, you're right.
Those who want to live in the darkness, let them live. Those of us who don't want to, no. But see, the dark angel wants everyone in his subjugation.
Exactly.
Okay, so you don't have a choice. That's why it's better to go with Yah. You have a choice.
Okay.
The dark angel does not give you a choice.
Exactly.
You're very total obedience or death. Or whatever you threaten to do to you, which is death.
Okay. You using words, you say obedience is blessing. You just made a profound point. It's obedience to who?
To Yah.
Exactly. It's blessing.
To Yah.
But obedience, same word, to Satan is curse.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying?
And you've heard that many times.
But obedience to Satan is disobedience to Yah.
Yes.
And disobedience is sin. It makes it very simple. You see how we break that down, brother? Very simple. Very, very simple. And we talked about simplicity. You said...
Yes, because then we can... Let me throw a bone in or a monkey wrench, as they say.
Okay.
What is obedience? Is it a law? Or is it a way of life?
You said it. You said, you have to know his voice.
No, he said it.
Yeah.
He said that we all agree on.
But you and I, we have spent so much time at this that it's easy for us. But for many, many people, they get confused because they think it's your voice, but it's another voice. Because there's an enemy that disguises himself as an angel of light. And he's leading many people astray.
And why can't he do that? You know how he can do that? Because you have not done the very thing that you must do. Forget about repenting and all that. It's all about this. It's all about that anyway. You must change your nature.
Very true.
You must change your nature. If you have to change your nature, the other voice, like you said, will come like an angel of light.
Well,
And that's that is the basic, most worst confusion that goes on in religion today.
Very true. You're saying, change the nature. You know what change the nature involves? That many
things... No playing around, bro.
Many things you used to do, you don't do it anymore. You begin to walk a totally different course. And the point I was looking for in this book, the point I was making, when you're so confident...
6 minutes.
Okay. When you're so confident that you are being led by the Most High, you and you're obeying what He says to do, not only in the Rhema, which is the immediate word, but in the Logos, the Logos, the written word, then you begin to do this. You say you live with an attitude of thankfulness because you realize how free Yah have made you by not holding anything against anyone who have done so much damage to you. You see, you have a lot of reason. You've encountered a lot of artificial people that have caused you tremendous tribulation. But your attitude, you don't hold bitterness, brother. And that's a profound way for listeners to know. Right now, to many of you, you can think of many people who have done you wrong. I say, you want to experience some freedom? Forgive them. Forgive them, and you'll free yourself so free that you don't have an excuse to be bitter, and then you'll love your enemy because it's Yah loving that enemy through you.
Well, I like to make it more profound than that. You won't fear them. That's the main thing.
Okay. That's even more profound. Yeah. It's more profound because around some people, the spirit of fear, that's the enemy.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Fear. And you get to the point where you say, I think was it your sister that said, are you a preacher? No, we're not about preaching anything. We're about living something. We're about walking a certain walk.
We're being examples, which some people say is a way of teaching.
Our lives, we are the walking teacher. It's not so much...
Yahshua was.
Yeah. It's not so much what we say out of our mouth. It's the reality of this life we live. That you just feel the effect and say, wonderful. And then the brethren say, I like when Jahima, you say, the vibes is right. You get it? And that's basically what we are about. And once the brothers in our community will say, that's my brother. We live like that in this community.
Rasta man vibration.
Positive, brother.
I'm happy to be, well, I wouldn't say a graduate, but yeah, I've gone to Rasta school.
Oh, yeah.
I've done my research.
Oh, you qualify, brother.
Done my research.
You qualify.
Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you learned something. Hope you more than that, you experienced something. And the words that you heard are the representatives of the co-hosts of the show. Just want to let you know that. Since we're not bagged or by any institution, we can say that.
Oh, yeah.
So it does represent who we are and what we are and where we stand. And we want to thank you for listening to our show. Blessings to you. Blessings to all. As you know, we're going to the new year. And for some of us, the new year has already started, depending on what calendar you're using. But blessings to those Kwanzaa, to those people, because this is one of the days of Kwanzaa. Let y'all know out there. I forget what day it is for Kwanzaa that this day represents. But you know what I mean. So peace and love. Thank you very much.